Here I am going to present my Home Assistant compatible network relay driver based on Tasmota HTTP protocol. The controller is using the PIC18F67J60 8-bit MCU with integrated RJ45 cable networking and features relays control, temperature reading, alarm clock, buttons, independent web panel, and wide configuration options. Introduction. The project was created to better understand the operation of IoT and HA. System features. Okay. Compatibility with Home Assistant and the Tasmota Control app for Android. Thanks to the use of Tasmota HTTP. Web panel, independent from Home Assistant. But you can also control everything via Home Assistant. Control of 4 relays via the panel or HA. Possibility to add an expansion card with additional 10 relays or more. Alarm clock. Buzzer functionality. Temperature reading from thermometers on I2C, along with graphs on your own website and sending them to the Home Assistant. Possibility to configure via USB. Synchronization with time from the internet via NTP. Own EEPROM memory. Useful when we want to use the controller without pairing it with Home Assistant. Static IP and DHCP support. PCB board design. Most of the elements used in the project, I already had and knew from previous attempts. The heart of the system is the Ethernet microcontroller PIC18F67J60, which basically has everything needed to implement such communication. It's like NC28J60 plus microcontroller in one. Of course, a socket for an RJ45 connector with an integrated signal transformer is connected to it. The so-called mag jack, in this case, I used JXD1008NL. The power supply of the system is connected via a USB Type-C plug. PIC is powered from 3.3 volts, so there is also a 3.3 volts LDO regulator on the board, MIC2940. The USB connector on the board also has a communication function. It is connected to it MCP2221 USB UART converter, which in turn is connected to the UART from the PIC. In addition, I put 6 memories in the free space on the board, 24AA256, all on one I2C bus. I have some of these memories, so I chose them instead of the SD card. There is also a tiny thermometer mounted on the I2C bus, TC74. More for testing and because there was room, because the temperature read by him will be slightly overestimated by the heating of the system. PIC's I/O pins lead to 4 independent buttons, 4 LEDs and 4 relays controlled by transistors BC847. The relays themselves are SRD05VDC-SLC. There is also a buzzer inside, so that it can also be used, for example, as an alarm clock. The board also has a green standby LED and a reset button. Reset can also be triggered remotely via MCP2221 via its GPIO. A separate transistor and a jumper CDC-RST are used for this. This is for possible programming via the UART bootloader. The board also has additional pins and I2C in order to enable its development by making a simple overlay with additional relays. There is an ICSP connector on the side of the board, so that it can also be easily programmed with the picket. The design was done in Eagle. The dimensions are 10 cm by 7.6 cm. The 10 cm limit is dictated by the prices in the tile mill. Tiles up to 100 mm by 100 mm are the cheapest. PCB design. As for those strange jumpers on the board, they are given in case I want to easily connect, for example, a relay to another pin. The project was just done a bit at night/weekends, and I was not sure if everything was okay. I wanted to leave a gate for myself for easy modification. Diagram. Eagle source files, Gerberas that I sent to the tiler. Soldering the PCB. I ordered the PCB itself in a tiling plant. I ordered 5 pieces, which is the cheapest option. Blank PCB. Beginning of soldering. First functional chip, PIC, resonator, power supply, MCP2221, programming connector. At this stage, I have already checked if the PIC is working. I solder with a cheap soldering iron, and I can see poorly. So I want to know at an early stage if everything is okay. Ready Ethernet systems. Communication is also already working. First relay. Continuation of soldering after a few months of break. Delivery of KF.